Good morning. Morning, sweetheart. Right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for what you are and for who you are. We thank you this morning, Lord, that we can bring our sadness and our joys and leave them with you, Lord. We ask that you might bless this service, that we might know Jesus a little bit more as we go out. That, Lord Jesus, you will show us how to live next week. And Father, we do pray for families in this church and around the area, Lord, that we might see family values once again, Lord, coming back. And we pray that, Lord Jesus, you will be in the middle of it all. So, Lord, take us. We bless you for Jeanne and for preparing everything, Lord. So we ask that you will bless and that people will go out feeling they've met with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's messy church, and I know you're going to have some fun. And I am very pleased because it does mean in my conservatory I will have a new thing from Michael because he loves craning. And we have this, what they did a few months ago, and that's stuck in our conservatory. And so I'd like it to come down. So hopefully, Michael, if you'll do something a bit more artistic, creative.
Oh, Tina, you're an absolute tonic. She's just, honestly, if you weren't smiling when you came in, I bet you're smiling now. Brilliant. Right, I've not got anything to show you. I'm just going to... I'm not going to show you anything because we always run out of time, don't we? So I'm just going to let you go in and create things.
Oh, yeah.
I think probably before we go, should we do the offering? Sounds like a plan. Father God, we just want to say thank you for these offerings. We know that what belongs to us belongs to you first. So we're giving back what you've given to us. Without these offerings and this money, we wouldn't be able to put on things like we do today. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your whole creation. And we thank you that we can come together today and create new things and learn new things, hopefully, about you. Thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, if you've not been to a messy church before, the format is, I'm not going to go yet, we're going to see a little animation first, but the format is that you go in, you do all the activities, or you can sit in here and just enjoy each other's company. There'll be tea and coffee all morning. You can do as many of the activities as you want. I know some of you really, really want to do everything. And, Pauline and Ruth. but, you know, you do what you want to do. So the only thing I'm a bit worried about this morning is Tina's come in a white shirt. And there is paint. Just to be, so that's the only thing I'm worried about. But I hope you enjoy it. Take part, and we'll see you in about an hour. Yeah, you can go. You can go. Right. While we're waiting for, there's a few people still to come in. Ones of you who took part in the quiz. We've got a tie, not for first place, second place. The two people who said, no, I'm going to win, no, I'm going to win, no, I'm going to win, they've tied, Alex and Beth. But there is somebody who's beat you, I'm afraid. Beth, you'd not be talking to your mum over Sunday lunch because your mum beat you. Demand a recount, talk to Alice later. She's the referee. And some of the answers were a bit ambiguous, I have to say. So anyway, I'm sorry, there's no prize, just the thrill of winning. just the thrill of beating these two young people. Yeah. Okay, right. I hope you've enjoyed Message Church. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I'm just going to say a big thank you for getting involved. And it means a lot that people have come today and you've taken part, or you've had a good natter, or whatever you've done. So first of all, as we start, I just wanted to show you a couple of slides. The amazing Janet on the tech team is going to show you a couple of slides. Now, I gave out bulbs at the end of the last Messy Church, which was, if you can remember that far back, it was the prodigal son. And I gave you all a little bulb in a bag. Now, these are the flowers that have come from two of those bulbs. Aren't they amazing? Go on, Michael.
Is there any warranty because ours have died? You've not looked after them right.
Sack the gardener, that's what I'd say, Michael. I've just cheated. I gave you a dud bulb, Michael, sorry. I gave you a dud bulb. Now, I just think they're amazing. One was Janet and Chris's. The red one, pinky one, is Janet and Chris's. And the other one is Marbeth's. So, yeah, just amazing. Now, I think every time a bulb turns into a flower or a seed turns into grain for food, I just find it amazing that God had all this sorted before even the world existed, before it existed. So he made sure every living creature had everything they need to survive. But not only that, he created a world of beauty, not just for us, but for the bees. We're all part of the same sort of ecosystem, and we all rely on each other. And I just find it amazing. In Genesis, it says, "In his hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind." Now, you please do your own research, but I've looked up a few things. We've done a climate change quiz in there. But these are just a few facts that I found on the internet. So I think it's sad when we make decisions that have consequences and you think, oh, it doesn't matter. You know, the climate change will affect people down the line. But it affects your children and your children's children, doesn't it? It doesn't just affect us. And we're destroying our world, really. We're destroying the world that God created. Single-use plastic takes hundreds of years to biodegrade. Now, I know it's getting better because we're recycling, aren't we, and doing things, and we're just trying to do our bit. It's in the air we breathe, the food we eat, it pollutes the rivers and the oceans, which in consequence turns, affects the wildlife that's in them. One third of the food we buy is wasted, thrown away. So all over the world, if you can believe this, I couldn't believe it when I read it, but I have checked a few times on different websites, 1.3 billion tons is thrown away, just thrown away, yearly. So landfills are, you know, unbelievably full. If you have a coffee every day, you know, particularly one of these chains, I'm not saying they're to blame. It's not, you know, we all drink coffee sometimes. If you have one cup of coffee, for every cup of coffee, 1 inch of rainforest is destroyed. So it may not sound like a lot, but when you multiply that one cup per person every single day all over the world, the rainforest will disappear. When God created the world, each day he said it was good, but on the sixth day, he said it was very good. Now, I hope that even today God looks down and says, it's still very good. We just need to do our bit to save it. And the time is running out. Genesis 1, verse 31, God saw that all he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Can we say that we're doing all we can to maintain his creation and preserve the fact that each living creature and every plant or every bit of coral under the sea on God's amazing planet has everything they need to survive, even humans. I found a quote from Billy Graham. This is a quote straight from Billy Graham. God created the heavens, the earth, and everything in them. He created spectacular mountain ranges, towering waterfalls and vast oceans. He created the planets and every single star we see in the night sky. Yet among all of the amazing wonders of creation, he chooses to love and care for you and me. And that's such an amazing promise, isn't it? In Psalm 121, starting at verse 5, this amazing promise, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. What an amazing promise that is. So, traditionally, at the end of Messy Church, I give out a little handout to people. Now, I've got a new little hobby. You might realise when you look on the windowsills, there's a few little pictures that I did, watercolours. So I thought, well, I'll do that. We'll give out some watercolours. One for each person. I'm hoping there's enough. You can choose one if you don't like the one that you get. You can swap it or you can say, can I have one of those instead and I'll do you another one. But I've made some little cards for you all. So they're all different. They've all got little pictures on. All hand-drawn or water painted. So I'm going to ask the children to give them out. As they're giving them out, I'm going to put on a song that we sang last week, but this song is the same song, Indescribable, but it's got some lovely pictures for you to see as well. Three boys, do you want to come and give out for me, please? I'm not sure how many we've got left, but if you think of anybody who you might want to give one to, then no, fair enough. I hope I've done enough. If there's somebody who hasn't got one, please come to me later and say, can you make me one? Or if you want one, you might not want one. I don't know. Anyway, let's just pray to finish off. Father God, you are unbelievable, indescribable. There aren't enough words to say what you are and who you are. But we know that you love us. This creation, help us to really protect it and do what we can to protect the world that you created. I hope that you smile on us this week. It always amazes me that it says you created the heavens and the earth. Oh, and you also created the stars, as if it's just I just did that as well. But you are amazing, amazing. There aren't enough words in the dictionary to say how amazing you are. Thank you for all that you do for us. I thank you that your mercies are new every day. We thank you for this creation, for the chance to create things ourselves that show your love for us. We thank you in the precious name and the loving Father, the name of Jesus. Thank you. Amen.